stupid though. Get my coat.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, man, let's sit down.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up? Murder Master Music Show, episode 16. The homie Brother Ali is supposed to be calling in real soon. Man, he's a fucking, he's a lyrical genius. Plus, you know what I'm saying, when he's rapping, he's always rapping about substance. You know what I'm saying? He's not rapping about no materialistic bullshit. His new album is going to be coming out, I believe, in August. It's called Morning in America and Dreaming in Color. And it's kind of crazy. The cover is sick, man. It shows him praying on the American flag. You know, he's like basically from what I get is like, man, this place is fucked. And just look around if you believe me. You got these motherfuckers. We got this new thing on March. Fuck, I don't know when it is, man. I'm gonna ask Six about that shit. Six, what's up with this bullshit about the Christians taking the wheel on March something?
Yo, man, yeah, it's real time. Lock the door, stay inside. There's going to be some hilarious action things, too, man. That's for sure.
And what is the date of this shit? When is this supposed to go down?
March 31st.
March 31st.
31st of March. Yep.
So, okay. Let me read this. I'm going to your wall. It's just a little news brief, people, before we have our guest on. This is fucking nuts. Now, I'm not going to put it past them because you got to look at it like this. You got all these fucking Westboro Baptist motherfuckers. Okay, it says on March 31st, 2013, Christians all over the world will take to the streets in their automobiles, relying only on the divine protection of Jesus Christ. They will prove that the Savior of man will not abandon them when they remove their hands from the steering wheels of their cars for a total of 5 minutes. Are you kidding me? These fools think they're going to drive around for 5 minutes without their hands on the steering wheels. You know what you're going to see? I'm going to tell you right now what you're going to see. You're going to see a bunch of dead fucking moronic Christians and a bunch of dead innocent people that don't deserve to die. You stupid fucks.
I would absolutely fucking hate to be working at a hospital on March 31st. That could be a busy ass day. You could have fucking broken bones, dead bodies.
And this is circulating around YouTube. It says Jesus Christ does not abandon his children, and with the current state of the world, it's time to show Jesus that we have not abandoned him. I'm going to tell you something like this right now. Remember the fucker that wanted to hitch a ride on the Comet? I forget his name.
Paul Bob,
a few years back.
They put Nikes on.
Yeah. He told all these motherfuckers to cut their balls off and to pack their bags. They're going to hitch a ride on a Comet. And they did. That's like Jim Jones convincing fucking all them people to take the Kool-Aid. What the fuck? And I guarantee you, this post keeps going around. You're going to see these stupid holier-than-thou motherfuckers running around. Oh, I better get ready for March 31st.
Oh,
I'm not going to put my hands on the wheel. Jesus is going to guide me right down the street into a fucking light pole.
When any of y'all driving out March 31st, man, look to your left and right and take note of the motherfucking next to you and see what they're doing. If you see them with their hands off the wheel and they're looking stupid, you better go your ass back home because something's about to happen, about to be accident. Fucking
that's crazy. That's crazy. Some, like I said, man, something happens to any of my family, my friends, or even if I just see like a random kid or person, old man, get hit by one of these lunatics, I'm going to pull the lunatic out of the car and put my fucking fist as far as I can down their throat and fucking pull the Holy Ghost right out of their fucking soul and step all over it because these people make me sick. And I don't give a fuck what people think. You can have your beliefs. If you believe in God, I always say this, if you believe in God, whatever your God is, and it makes you a better person, I'm all for that. But when you do stupid shit like this, you need your goddamn teeth cracked down your throat.
Retarded. There's no reason for that shit, man. I don't know what the fuck you're trying to prove out there by driving with no hands in the wheel and having a bunch of dumb cross-wearing motherfuckers do it on one specific day, but you're asking for accidents to happen. It's not, I mean, I don't even give a fuck if it's a fucking Christians get hurt. That's hilarious. But as you said, fucking innocent folks can get hit by dumb cars. That ain't right. Just because some dumb brainwashed motherfucker wants to go out and ride around his car and go, hallelujah, Jesus, and put his hands all the way up. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's really fucking retarded. And it's going to get a lot of people hurt, man. We don't want to see a bunch of little kids get hit by crazy fucking religious nuts driving down the street. I mean, come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with these people? You know? But I just wanted to get off into that, you know what I'm saying, before our guest calls in. Last show went smooth. We had a fantastic show. We had, first of all, legendary DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys, who, man, he created a whole sound in the late 80s, you know what I'm saying, mid to late 80s, which, you know, revolutionized rap in the South, you know, along with, you know, the likes of Mr. Mix, of course. So, and he was real gracious, man. He talked about all kinds of stuff, you know, how he was sad for his brother Bushwick Bill when he got shot. And, you know, that was a good show. But,
we'd love to have Bushwick on this show. I think Bushwick would be the fittest to have.
Yeah, we're going to have Bushwick on this motherfucker, definitely. We also had Spice One, you know what I'm saying? He was telling crazy stories about Pooh Man running from the cops after he robbed a bank. So, you know, this shit gets pretty live. That's how Murder Dog, you know, if Murder Dog was on the airwaves, that's exactly what the fuck it would be. But, you know, I think, Six, I'm going to get back at you in a minute, my brother, but I think this is our guest, you know what I'm saying? Brother Ali, what's up, my brother?
Chilling out, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good. First and foremost, it's an honor to have you here. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of reviewing, I believe, your second release, Shadows of the Sun, back in the day. It's been a minute now, man. You've done a lot since then. Man, what would you say has been your, you know, the thing that you really remember the most about the last 10 years in your career?
Man, well, first and foremost, let me say thank you for having me. And I've been a longtime fan. Love Murder Dog, man. Love the magazine and the show. Let's see, most memorable thing. I mean, there's been a lot of them, man. Like, I'm underground, independent artist, never had a huge machine behind me. Always had, really great supportive people that I work with, Atmosphere and their label, Rhymesayers.
Yeah.
Have Legendary. Been a great team for me. And yeah, man. And so we've grown slowly, so it's been a slow, gradual growth over the 10 years. So there's many memorable moments. You know, every year we have, like, three of them that are just like, man, I could die happy just with this now.
Yeah.
Some of them, that, you know, the first time you go on a national tour, the first time somebody tattoos your music or your name or album cover on them. I got to tour a few times with all of my heroes, Rakim, Chuck D.,
Lyrical Giants.
Yeah, man, like a lot of my favorite people. And, you know, just we build a lot of really, like, important friendships over the years, too. You tour with these guys and you know, you're on the road anywhere from 6 to 10 months out of the year, you know, every year. So the people you tour with become as close as your family, if not closer. And so those friendships are really incredible, man.
That's That's what's up, man. I'll tell you, our first guest on the show was another lyrical cat, Kay Reno. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this show, you know what I'm saying, he was actually on twice. This show is all about, you know, lyrics, substance. I mean, we don't play none of this what I call dumbed-down swagget music. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't support something that's not teaching the kids something positive. Is it important for you to get positive messages across? I mean, you look at songs like "Goddamn Uncle Sam" and you know that's substance, brothers. That's some real shit.
I mean, I try to touch on everything in my life over the course of an album and over the course of my career, and
yeah.
So yeah, there are songs like that. I have songs that are, you know, that aren't positive though. You know, I really feel like music can reflect and represent all of who we are. And that's the only thing that I would say with what's going on now. I'm not mad at, it's not that I'm not against any of the stuff that's going on, really. There are some things that I feel are destructive. But for the most part, you know, anybody that's trying to, especially people from the hood, people that come from bad situations, trying to make music and express themselves and be somebody in the world and, you know, be busy doing something other than the things that are readily available in the hood, you know, I can't really be mad at that. And people speak about what they know and what they feel like is going to get attention and get them, you know, success. And so if people, you know, these kids, they are in a situation where they haven't been taught a lot of the stuff that we were taught. I grew up listening to Chuck D. I grew up listening to KRS-One, Rakim, Ice Cube, you know, in his gangster phase. But then I also loved him dearly through his revolutionary phase and was inspired by that. You know, these kids, they didn't grow up on that. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have the fortune of growing up on that. And then also, there was a market for that at that time. You know, the hip-hop fans controlled the market at that time. The rap industry or the music industry, the big music industry, hadn't learned how to control rap yet. Rap was still being controlled by the listeners and the artists. It wasn't being controlled by companies yet. Now
yeah.
That's not the case anymore. And so I can't really 100%, it's hard for me to be too mad at these kids for A, talking about what they know, and then B, talking about what they think people want to hear. You know, a lot of them, it's like, you know, these are human beings, and they hurt, and they have, you know, they're also funny, and they're also, you know, they love their mom, and, you know, all this stuff that they're talking about. Some of it's real, but there's other parts of their personality. And I'm almost kind of feeling sad for them in a way, because there's other parts of who they are that they don't think the public will respond well if they express that. So I see them like the big brother that I am. You know, I'm in my 30s. These kids are in their 20s. I feel like a big brother to them, and I want more for them, but I'm happy for them too.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is this. You know, you're right. These kids did not have the stuff that we had: the Ice Cubes, the Ice Teas, you know, the Ghetto Boys, different things of that nature. But my whole thing is lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I love the lyrics. I love substance. I love storytelling. I don't just love, you know, like repetitive hooks or like made up gibberish that doesn't mean anything, you know. But, you know, to each his own, man. To each his own. But I do want to commend you, man, for always spitting that real shit that people can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
thank you, man.
No, for real. I mean, recently you just got arrested at Occupy Homes in Minnesota. They had a rally over there. Can you explain what happened?
Well, that's something I've been involved with for a minute now. You know, everybody knows about Occupy Wall Street, and there was an Occupy, like, kind of in camp in most major cities around the country and in other cities around the world, too. There's, you know, Occupy Amsterdam, Occupy Paris, Occupy Greece, you know, it's around the world. And people criticized it because they were like, well, they're just sleeping outside. They're just out there chilling. Like, that's not going to do anything. But what it did is it basically took a lot of people who were angry and frustrated and upset A lot of people who might have voted for Obama who felt like he was going to make these huge changes, and they and realized that either he can't because he's in such a crazy predicament, or that maybe some of the, you know, he made some choices that we didn't agree with. I feel like some of both, but felt like voting for people wasn't enough. No matter how we feel about the people we have voted for, or if we haven't voted, voting for people isn't enough. That everyday common people have to take some actions that are going to force and put pressure on the corporations and the elected people. The people who are in power basically have us by the balls, and they're controlling us. They're sucking the life out of us. People who used to even be middle class and doing all right, now they're fucked up. You know, everybody's doing bad, and except for the very people at the very top are doing better than they've ever done before. And they're telling us there's no money for jobs, there's no money for this, there's no money for, you know, education, there's no money for, you know. But the people, the about 500 people at the top are doing better than anybody in the history of humankind, you know. So the Occupy thing was a bunch of people who were upset and said, we don't know what we're going to do, but we need to do something. And they created a space where people could come and have meetings and talk and plan. And in Minnesota and in a few other cities too, one of the main things that we looked at is that the banks have been using people's houses to steal all their money from them. This huge crisis, so much of it is because of the banks have been fucking with people's houses. And it started in communities of color. They targeted black and brown people first. But then they grew it to target the white middle class too, and now everybody's in this problem. So what we started to do is say, we're going to apply some pressure, because now the last part of this whole fiasco, this whole con that they've been running on the American people, is to, after jerking people around so bad, to take the house away from people, keep all the payments that they've been making for the 10 years or whatever that they've been making payments. They keep all that, and they find a reason to take the house from people and then sell it, and then they're done with it. And they basically sell it back to the government. So they've been making money this whole time while people are losing their savings, losing their investments, and now people are losing their houses. So some of the people here in other cities around the country decided, we're not going to let this happen, or we're not going to let it happen easy. We're going to go to some houses of people who have done everything right. It's not that they don't want to pay their mortgage. Maybe they missed a payment or two, and now they want to keep, you know, they've lost their job or something. They want to keep paying, and the bank won't even take the money. The bank won't say, no, fuck your money. We're taking your house. We don't want your payments. We're going to take your house and sell it. So we go to the house. We start working with the family, and if it really comes down to it, when the police come to evict them, we block the house and don't let the police come in. And might have 100 people out there. It's like, if you want to arrest all 100 people out here trying to take this family out of their house, and what's that going to look like for you? And so there's been a few houses, and we win. Basically, what it does is it creates enough time and pressure for the banks to have to renegotiate with people. So the bank says, okay, you missed a couple payments. Your house was in foreclosure. Okay, let's work out a new deal so you can keep making payments and keep the house. And so we've had about 5 or 6 victories, and we're going to have more. This one house that we were working on, the police were particularly brutal about the way they took it, took the people out of the house. Our city spent tens of thousands of dollars raiding their house, you know, paying extra police to raid their house. And so we got to the point where some people are being arrested now, and I was one of the people that got arrested. And it's a fight, man. We're in the next phase of what Martin Luther King did. This is the next phase of what Malcolm was doing. The next phase of, you know,
Gandhi was
this
doing.
Fight for, yeah, man. It's nonviolent. You know, we're not out here with, you know, hurting anybody. We're not rioting. But we're saying, you know, these are regular people. And to me, it's very touching to see like a white middle-aged mom or doctor or school teacher from the suburbs come to the hood and chain themselves to a black person's house and say, and tell the police, if you want to take this family out of their house, you got to arrest me. That almost makes me cry, man. I mean, that touches my heart. That's something I never in life thought I would ever see. And when I saw that happening, man, I got to get involved in that. And that's what Occupy Homes is about.
Man, brother, you know what, man? I totally, totally fucking respect you. I want to tell you a little bit about a movement we started. You should appreciate this, man, for sure. It's called Underground Society. And we put out a project last year called Fuck the Illuminati, meaning, you know, big business, you know, what this is, basically. And we got people on this project from close to 20 countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, Malaysia, Czechoslovakia, you name it, Zimbabwe, just spans the globe. And it's the first time in rap history to have that many countries and nations together in one project. But we got blocked. You know what I mean? We got completely blocked and shut down by the mainstream media, except for a few people that showed us some love. And that's what we're trying to do with this unity, is come together and say, okay, enough is enough. Fuck this shit. And I commend you for what you're doing, man, because you're saving people and kids from having to go out in the streets and have nowhere to live, man. So much pride.
Look, we're trying, brother. We're trying, man. And there has been some success. And we're all in this fight together, man. Everybody fights on their own on their own front. And what's just in about being black is a real thing. There was a time where I believed that, because you know the story is when you say, well, like, why isn't conscious music or just music that's about something other than the top four topics? You know, there's like four topics that you're allowed to rap about now, or they think you're weird if you don't rap about those four topics. You know what I mean? It's basically like the material stuff you got, you know, sex, violence, crime. That's like basically all you're allowed to rap about now. I will say, though, that a lot of the kids now, there's less and less violence. Like, the kids now, their music is not necessarily, not saying that it's positive, you know, but it's a lot of it is more about, it's about, like, lifestyle shit. Like, it's all the stuff from what gangster rap used to be, but without the violence, man. And that is, it's still self-destructive. It's still, you know, kids are still getting hooked on, like, ridiculous drugs, not just on my weed and 40
bad
or whatever.
Salt,
but
shit like that, yeah.
I mean, kids taking, you know, these crazy prescription drugs, kids getting hooked on X, kids sipping lean, I'm talking about kids doing blow. Man, when we were kids, it was like, in hip-hop, it was like cocaine was not, nobody fucked with cocaine. When we were kids, in the early 80s they did. You could hear Beastie Boys and like some other people talking about doing coke. But
too short.
In our like when I was a kid, man, Chuck D shut that shit down, man. Him and I mean a lot of other cats too, but mainly him. He made Night of the Living Bassheads, and it was like crack, cocaine. You didn't touch that shit. It's not like that anymore. These kids are on drugs and they're just super fucked up drugs and super wild shit, but they're not, like, the music, for the most part, with very few exceptions, they're not talking about shooting each other anymore. And that, we have to at least acknowledge that. Like, that's dope. I appreciate the fact that, you know, a lot of the kids that are coming out, they're not trying to shoot nobody. That means something to me. But I always believed, or kind of believed on some certain level, that, like, you know, the thing that the mainstream says, or that the main industry says, is there's not a big enough audience for conscious music. We're not just trying to not fuck with conscious music, it's that we're trying to sell records and that doesn't sell. And I recently, and I, to a certain degree, I believed it, to a certain degree, because I'm like, okay, you know, show me the song, you know, I got the least common denominator thing, like, you know, in terms of like mass culture, yeah, sex, violence, drugs, all of that sells in everything across the board in mass culture. I get it. But man, the thing that made me really start to change my mind is some reading that I've done, but then also I finally got to meet Speech from Arrested Development and talk to him. He's an amazing dude. Listening to their story made me think it was something different, because Speech and Arrested Development, they had one album that had four enormous mainstream pop hits on it. And they were all, and it was positive music. They had Tennessee, People Every Day, Mr. Wendell, and another joint. And then on the Malcolm X soundtrack, they had one called Revolution. That's five songs in 1 year that were on the top of the charts. And not just rap charts, not just R&B charts. They were on the top of the pop charts. Like, they were some of the biggest selling music of that time. Very conscious music. It was very welcoming. And, you know, it was very, like, positive, good vibe kind of music, but it was also very pro-black, empowering music. And when they went back, when you have an album that's that successful with that many hits on it, it shows that this is not a fluke, we're not a one-hit wonder, we can make music and we can be successful. And when you come back to your record company after an album like that, you're supposed to be able to write your own ticket, do whatever you want. You're supposed to come back like, man, okay, this time we want Michael Jackson on a record, and, like, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be able to do whatever you want. And when they came back, they were told that this is not the direction that hip-hop is going in. This is not where rap music is going. Nobody wants to hear this anymore. And they didn't even get a chance to make a serious promoted second album. Most of the times, like, somebody will have a thing, have some hits, and then they try it again, and it does, and they flop. And then they're gone. They didn't even have a chance to flop. And when I really sat back and thought about that story, man, it showed me that somebody was making choices, and it wasn't just about what the people wanted to hear. It wasn't just about that. And the main music industry is ran by a few corporations. All of the corporate, you know, there used to be, like, different radio stations used to be owned locally, so the one in Chicago would be owned by a company in Chicago. The one in Cleveland would be owned by somebody in Cleveland. The one in Detroit would be owned by somebody in Detroit. Now it's two or three major corporations own literally all the major radio stations. And so if they have music that's fucking with people's consciousness like that, that's making people want to push back against corporations, that's bad for them. If they got music that's making them think too much about what I'm listening to, what am I buying, what am I watching, what things am I being told that I'm supposed to want and like and wear and drink and eat and all this shit, that's really problematic for the people that own those companies. And there definitely is something going on, man. There definitely is something going on, and it's not just the quality of the music.
Yeah, I definitely feel, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, the music, you know, the kids, you know, the violence you speak about, it's not in the music, but the materialistic is still there, and that's creating violence, so to speak, because it's showing kids, hey, if you want to be like so-and-so, you got to go and get this and that, and you look at the murder rate.
That's
like,
a good point.
Look at Chicago, man, up 28% this year. They're killing each other. Like, they said there's more murders in Chicago than in Afghanistan right now.
That's real. That's real. And that is a good point.
You know,
that is a good point. I think I'm talking more so specifically about gang shit. And gang shit still is going on. And what you're saying definitely is a great point. It really is. And that's real. That needs to be acknowledged.
Yeah, real shit. Well, let's get off into this new album. You got a new album coming out, which I believe is coming out August 13th. Man, I love the title, man, Morning in America, Dreaming in Color. Explain that, man. That shit's dope.
It's actually, thank you, man. It's actually August 21st. People
okay.
On Wikipedia can just write anything. It's funny that you say the 13th, because I was just looking at my Wikipedia yesterday. I'm like, where do I get the 13th at? It's always been the 21st. Anyway, basically the Mourning in America, like to mourn, you know, like to be at a funeral and to mourn, mourning death, mourning pain, mourning despair, that there's a lot of pain in our country right now for a lot of different reasons. And I think there's not a section of our society that's not in pain right now. And it hasn't always been like that. When we were kids, the hood was doing bad, but the suburbs were untouched for the most part. They had jobs, they were buying shit, they were, you know, taking vacations, and they had isolated themselves from the pain that was going on in the inner cities and in, you know, areas of poverty and stuff like that. They weren't even touched by it, or they didn't feel it. There's, right now, except for the people at the extremely at the top, everybody's feeling this shit now. Literally, I mean, jobs are down. You know, like I said, people are losing their homes, they're losing their retirement. Less and less people have health care. People are coming out of, even people that are that whose parents are middle class, they take these ridiculous loans. Like, the cost to go to college has gone up so much that, man, cats come out of college with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, and there's no job for them. So they're fucked, you know what I mean, in a way that middle-class people never used to be fucked before. This is the first generation to make less than their parents, to be less successful, less educated, in the middle class. I'm not even, never mind the hood, you know, because the hood is going through it like they always have, like it always has. But it, I mean, there's like you said, in Chicago, man, it's war zone rates of murders and death of young people. So we're mourning. We have to acknowledge that, and we have to talk about that, and we have to talk about what's going on. Like I said, somebody made a decision a while ago that art in general wasn't supposed to be about politics and about the community and about our real lives. Art was just supposed to be an escape from that. The people in power made that decision. The people who want power, need power, have no power. We didn't make that rule, because that idea benefits the people in power. But if you think about what is art, what is music, what is, you know, and what is this? It really is us expressing how we feel. And the truth is that we have pain, and we need to be allowed to express that pain. Now, though, there's this thing where if you make music about real shit, or if you're an artist or an actor or a musician and you say something about politics, people are like, oh, shut up, you're an asshole. Who wants to hear that from you? You just make music. But the truth is that the people in power made it that way. Well, me and a lot of other people, we're not going with that. We're not going along with that. We're going to talk about what's really on the minds and hearts of the people, the pain that's going on. Now, when there's a situation where so many people are in pain, pain is a unifying force. If you think about why do certain oppressed communities have a sense of camaraderie, you know, why do... you know, addicts, when they, you know, if you go to like AA or NA, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and the people come in and they're telling their stories about when they hit rock bottom and how bad their life got fucked up when they were, you know, going through the depths of their addiction, and people are hugging and they're crying together, and that pain is a unifying thing because it reminds us that we're human. It reminds us that we're not the shit. We have, you know, we have imperfections, and we're experiencing the same kind of life together. The thing about the old school suburbs and the old school middle class is it gave them all of this fantasy life that they could pretend to live, and it made them forget about the reality that human beings suffer, human beings have pain. So they were able to create this kind of fantasy world, this Disneyland world that they lived in. That's gone now. They're not able to enjoy that anymore. So people are suffering together, and I think that's a unifying thing. There's a reason why in 2012 I can go to Occupy Homes and see a white school teacher handcuff himself to a Mexican lady's house and tell the white police, "You got to arrest me." That's new. That, I'm saying, yeah, there's a few white people that would do that all throughout time. There's always been white people that have been loving despite what their community says they're supposed to be. There's always been a few, but not on no mass level, not in a serious way. There's some new shit going on, and so that's the dreaming in color part, is that there's new opportunities now And there's new chances for people to work together and really do something. So I'm as torn up and angry and sad as ever, but I'm also as excited and hopeful as ever at the same time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, August 21st. For cats that want to get at you, man, where's the best place to go?
I'm just Brother Ali on Twitter and Facebook. Rhymesayers.com/Brother Ali. I have a website, BrotherAli.com, that we're updating. Like we redid it on my last album, but we're gonna update that and just kind of bring it up to date a little bit. But yeah, Twitter and Facebook and Rhymesayers.com/Brother Ali. All those are good.
Well, that's what's up. Well, hey, you know, when I got somebody as lyrical as you, I can't let you leave, man, without busting one, man. You got to bust a freestyle for us, bro.
Oh, man. All right.
I hate to put you on the spot, man.
That's all right. That's all right. Let me see what I can think to say. Man, all right. I've never done one of those on a call-in before. I wasn't prepared. All right, let's try to. People say they feel such passion in the flow. Aunt Slug Sadiq taught me half of what I know. The other half I learned at a mosque off Broadway. Peace to idea, this is Rhyme Say all day. Met home with the lowlights. Quote you a Bible verse and also a Coke price. They ain't had no choice. There's knowledge in their eyes that a school can't teach you. They sink a little deeper when they've seen true evil, seen so deceitful. Greed only leaves you a means to an end. Cycle begins again. The real doesn't seem true. People need to see proof. Type of medicine you can't squeeze through a needle. Some of the brightest minds live behind walls with felonies. I imagine hella freeze before they let them leave. Best believe you're in my heart like a melody. I did my size 12s in each of the seven C's. Got a loyal following, King Solomon. Every time my knees touch the floor, I thank the Lord for them. I ain't been heard yet, I'm hollering. Stories I spin, cut through the core of the heart of men. Raised by the origin, schooled to defend us the ways that we're caught up in. Oh, so unfortunate, I don't raise my head, I nod to them, honor them. Bow to the presence of the true living God in them. Heart planted in my sleeve, no overcoat. Screamed till I broke my throat, fiends did the okie doke. They kept swinging, so I leaned like the rope of dope. Don't dream, I only hope. Gleams are my only hope. Baby, please hold me close. I don't feel so strong. I don't know how long I can still hold on to the sick planet that we all spin around on. Times it feels like the beauty part's almost gone.
Damn. That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Thank you very much, man.
Man, thank you for having me, my brother. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, we got to do it again in the future, man, and tell Slug come on this motherfucker, man.
Slug will do it.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Definitely, definitely. Well, all right, everybody go out August 21st. You know what I'm saying?
And actually, the way that we do our albums, not to interrupt you, brother, but the way that we do our albums is we have our own store, Fifth Element, fifthelementonline.com, and you can actually pre-order our albums. So you go in there basically and you order it now, and you get all kind of special, you know, you can get like the vinyl with a download card, or you can get like a CD and T-shirt package, and I sign them all. Like when you get them, I sign a lot of them, and yeah, that's the best way to do it if people really want to support, is to pre-order it on there.
Pre-order that. You heard them. Go get that. Man, once again, thank you, and you know what I'm saying? We'll talk to you real soon. We'll talk to you after the album drops. That's cool.
All right, brother. Be well, man.
All right, peace.
Peace, peace.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. You guys heard of Brother Ali, very lyrical cat. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Slug on in the future. You know, for those who don't know Slug is, he's from Atmosphere, which is a huge group. Another lyrical cat, but all these guys out of Minnesota, so... Yeah, that was deep. Dude was spitting some knowledge, man. He spent some knowledge. You know, didn't agree with everything, you know, but of course I agree with the majority of what he was saying, because he's about peace. And in actuality, he just wants to see people stop getting killed, stop getting kicked out of their fucking houses. So at the end of the day, you got no choice but to respect that shit, you know. So we're going to get off into the song, man. It's called Not a Day Goes By, Brother Ali.
Not a damn day goes by. Somebody's hands ain't wasted. rising high inside a great sky. They did my name fly, ALI, I'm Nate Guy. They put me on their back and carry me when I can't fly. They put me in the skin, tattooed it with a pen. Lipstick me in the wind, where I never would have been. I held a window open to my soul and snuck them in. They love me like a trusted friend till I come again. I'm in your city, put the band to false fame. With a cannonball and chains, picking Amazon flame. Go! Just the paradox trains, I'm prepared to call change. But can I say that I'm all sane? No. They told me that the top got alone, so I stopped climbing for it. Thought I might wanna own it. Hey, turns out I already got a category with a spot out to my lonely. Got the garbage spot just for me, babe. When the motherfucker beat comes back again, I can breathe real deep, get a second wind. Don't hate with a venom, and I bet he did. Better just try to speak with the lesson. Here's an amazing here's to an effort. Get more enough than a sweat of tears when that's in. If you didn't mess a bit, the more blessed you get. And the best deception is that success is infinite. Trust me, though it never is. Let me give that more emphasis. Get up on the ass, go do some work. Ain't no reward without movement first. If you're not really trying to prove your worth, quit sucking life out the universe. Motherfuckers want something for free. Never gonna be, not for me. This DNA is my property and it's all I need. Monopoly, and I'm the free. I believe in charity and modesty. But everything my hair by eyes can see by the queen belongs to me. I don't even laugh like that. Sorry, I'm hurting me snap like that. Take a deep breath and get myself right back on track. I love you guys, I just want y'all to see the truth about it. If you don't love yourself, ain't nothing I can do about it. The same polluted, crowded, human garbage, oozing out it. Put the dudes in a stupid outfit, trying to call a group of movement, stop it. Oh, two dudes who ain't popping, hate to see your venue get crowded. Aim up all that you ain't inspired, now you want to see you compute the loudest. But then there's so much amazingness that I can't resist it. It's not that ain't nobody making it, but they ain't listening. At age six, I grabbed the brush and started painting pictures. Grab the mic and look at God and say, okay, hit!
That's lyrics. That's fucking lyrics, man. Definitely got respect, dude. You know what I'm saying? He mentioned some classic guys, man. I grew up off Rakim, fucking Public Enemy, you know, but of course can't forget Too Short. Too Short was spitting that shit about drugs way back in the day, man. Girl, That's Your Life, smoking that glass pipe. Now it's like, dude, That's Your Life, eating somebody's fucking face off tonight. That fucking bath salt, that shit's crazy. Hey, I got Big E on this motherfucker. I see you, bro. What's up, man? I'm going to let you on this bitch. I won't let Big E on. See if it lets somebody else on. Six, you there?
Yo, I am just fine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Big E, his call must have dropped. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? We got
that's a goddamn good second right there.
Yeah, yeah, dude was real humble, man. Yeah. I respect what he's doing. He's helping families get their fucking homes back, you know what I'm saying? Let's bring in the homeboy, Justin. What's up, my brother?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, well, last night, man, you guys know how crazy shit was.
Classic.
I think we're going to have to let him know what's up. Every Wednesday, you know, 6, you got the show. It's all music. But on Saturdays, you got a comedy show kicking off. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that comedy show?
Just me sitting on there, high as a kite. I take calls, talk some shit about whatever I feel like it. We do prank calls. That's the thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
That's my classic, man. That shit was too
classic.
Yeah, I listened to it twice today.
Well, you're going to listen to it again, man, because we're going to play a segment from last night. For those of you that don't... haven't checked out Six's show, every Saturday, 7 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. Central, fucking what would that be, 10 p.m. Eastern, fucking, I don't know, whatever, Mountain Pacific, whatever the fuck. Check that shit out, blogtalkradio.com/invalid user. Here's a little prank call we did. I had to have my Japanese friend help me out. So check this shit out. We'll be right back on the Murder Master Music Show.
You just like.
That's bullshit. Should even give me a chance to find a fake pussy.
I think that's very that discrimination. That's awful. All you wanted was like a toy goddamn pussy.
I don't think she liked the way I was talking to her. Fucking bitch.
Like, no. All right,
she called it back and said, "Why you hang up on me? I just want a plastic pussy."
We'll do it right now.
You fucking bitch.
All right, call right now. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
can I help you?
Could I please speak with manager, please?
Manager's not here.
Well, I have bad broken English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, how you say, proper language procedures for this type of conversation. And I call and a lady hung up on me.
Just talking to you. We got disconnected.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you hung up and I got sad. I called to find, how you say, I don't want to offend because I thought I offend you. I need a rubber pussy.
We have actually a large selection of the male masturbators. I can't really go into details about them, though, so you would have to stop into the store.
And are they expensive? Or are they cheaper than whore?
It depends on what you're looking for. They range anywhere between $8.99, and the higher-end ones are going to be anywhere between $200 to $500.
$8.99, $500.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it looked like woman real good?
Yes.
And the other one looked like shit?
Yes. Not necessarily.
Honestly,
it comes down to the brand and what you're looking
like
for.
Is it like a model after actress?
Yes. The more expensive ones are going to be molded from the actual stars.
Can I fuck it in the ass?
Some of them you can.
So you got the rectum I fuck too with the, how you say, two holes.
Yeah,
I can't say in my language. In my language, it's rakima. That means a woman's woo woo.
Mm.
But I want to fuck both holes. Do they have two? What about a mouth?
Some of them do, but like I said, I can't go into too much detail about what's in the store because I can't verify your age or anything.
I'm 46. One more question, then I let you go, ma'am. You're very kind. I need whole woman, like rubber woman. Big,
mm-hmm.
like 6 foot woman, maybe 200 pound rubber fake woman, what do you call, blow up doll, but more real, like pubic hair and something that looks like it's been dead for a while. Do you have any big, fat, fake woman like that I can fuck?
Like I said, you're going to have to come into the store to see.
Well, if I come in the store, how late are you open, ma'am?
We're open 24/7.
24/7. Okay, I'm going to be coming on Interstate 67. South. Is
Interstate
that right?
57 or 67?
66. 50, yeah, 57 sounds good. I go from 64 to 57. And I go south. I am up by, you call it, Effingham. I was just at a restaurant and I had bad intercourse with a fucking lot lizard. So now I want big, fat, rubber, dead woman, bitch. So I go 57
big, fat,
south.
Rubber woman, bitch.
Yeah, because it don't talk back when I beat it. Go down 57 south to where? Where's my exit?
272.
272. And how late are you open?
We're open 24/7.
24/7. Now, do you have lotions, too?
Yes,
like,
we do.
Because I don't want to go into big, fat, rubber woman with no lotion.
Yeah,
okay.
We sell lubricants.
Thank you very much. I will be there for... what is big, fat, rubber woman's name, please?
Oh, we don't have any names for them.
And is she... How much you said she is? $1,000?
No, the most expensive one that we have is $4.99.
$4.99 for the big... Is she... How tall is she? Is she big?
It's a half a woman.
Just a half a woman.
It's a half a woman, and then the other ones are going to be the blow-up dolls.
I want the one where you got the face and the asshole and the pussy, too. And the boobs. Do they have, like, realistic boobs?
Yep, there are some out here that have the boobs and everything. Most of them are sectioned off, though.
And I can look at them when I come in. I show ID, and you show me big, fat, rubber woman with hairy vagina. All right. if you want to hear the if you want to hear the rest of that fucking episode, go to blogtalkradio.com/invalid user. Man, gotta bring on the two motherfuckers that was there with me last night.
Yeah.
Shit right there.
I'm laughing again, man. That shit was fucking clowning.
Big fat rubber woman with hairy pussy.
Yeah. Do they have realistic titties?
Oh, my God.
Man,
that
well, that's just...
She stayed on, too. For a minute. She didn't sound the whole thing, but she stayed for a minute.
Yeah, that bitch was going, man. But everybody check out the rest of the episode, man. Where there was plenty more pranks on there. Six called some prostitute and asked to make a meatloaf out of her. Jesus
yeah.
Christ! What'd you tell her you want to do? Rub ground beef on her?
Yeah, I want to mix the roll around in ground beef and eggshells while I jerk off on her face and my homegirl pees on her leg.
Quiet.
There's a very specific thing that needs to be done. Otherwise, I just can't get into it.
Yeah, making meatloaf out of these bitches. I'm going to take a couple more callers. We got Big E and this motherfucker. What's up, Big E?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was, man.
Yeah,
where was that at? What place did you call?
That was the Lion's Den, man.
The what?
The Lion's Den.
Oh, down in Marion?
Yeah, yeah. That was a Lion's Den.
You guys are fucking buck wild. That took me back to childhood, but jerky boy shit.
Every Saturday, man. 7 p.m. Check that shit out. Hey, let's bring in the homie Swoop. Hey, Big E, you wanted to talk to Swoop, didn't you?
Yeah, my guy's interested in that machine.
Oh, okay. Swoop, you there, brother?
Let's
do this live interaction. This transaction.
Hey, first before we do that, man, that call was silly, dog. you guys are stupid for that one, man. No.
Where do you hear the meatloaf one, man? Jesus Christ!
I can't believe was six and then muted or something? Because I can't believe those things were rolling.
I had to mute on both before I start talking.
I almost lost it a few times, too.
Oh, my God. I was dying behind the line, though.
Yeah, but let's handle this shit. This is the Murder Master Live fucking auction service, whatever the fuck you want to call it. What do you got for sale, Swoop? Let the people know about this shit. Is it better than a slap chop?
What's up?
Is it better than a slap chop and OxyClean?
Shit, it's better than bath salts and
it's better than
free mind.
Cool. That's what's up.
But nah, it's a 8-track digital recorder, man. For music, record your vocals. You can make beats on it. It has built-in effects like reverbs and mastering capabilities, all that shit.
That's what's up. And how long you been doing the Swoop? So everybody knows.
I've been making music for maybe about 15 years now.
15 fucking
Damn.
Years. So, EJ, let's flip over to you.
Okay.
Now, you got a guy that might be interested in this piece of equipment, right?
Yeah, old brother-in-law, the DJ, he's interested in
that. That's what's up.
He's,
okay.
He's pretty close down there to where he is, too. Where's the old one's bro at, exactly?
Where's it at?
Yeah,
about,
I know.
Kentucky,
but like
about 40 miles from Evansville, ain't it?
Yeah, man, we're probably about 30 minutes out of Evansville.
So how far is it from Paducah?
It's quite a ways from Paducah, man. I think we're like maybe, man, I don't know. My brother went to school in Murray, man, and it seemed like it took forever to get down there.
Yeah,
probably a couple hours anyway.
My brother-in-law lives down there by Cairo, Illinois, right there by Paducah.
Yeah, I mean...
But he's definitely interested in it. I mean...
You'll
send the shit through the mail and all that shit, huh?
Yeah. If you're the one that messaged me, man, I sent you my phone number and the little messages or whatever.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, I ain't been back on there. All right, well, I'll give your number to him and let you guys talk it out because You know, I ain't playing no middle, man. I hate that shit.
Folks, you want to sell shit? Interested.
He's, that motherfucker, he writes his own shit, too. He's pretty good.
Well, that's what's up. We'll play the shit out of the show, man. I'm going to get off into some more music. Let's but before we get off into the music, man, Swoop, let's talk about this new album you got. EJ, man, you're going to love this shit. 18 tracks, $5, Broken Famous, man. Tell everybody what type of shit they're going to hear when they get this fucking album.
Man, you're going to hear all kind of different shit. I mean, there's angry songs, there's heartfelt songs, there's like a little, I think there might be a love song on there, there's a song about fuck bitches, there's everything on there except for a fucking fat, hairy, blow-up doll song.
Well, we'll have to make one of those on the next record. Definitely.
Yeah, that's coming soon.
Yeah.
But no, man, it's a overall, man, it's a good album. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and it's only $5, and you get it at CD Baby right now, but it's going to be on iTunes.
Yeah, it should be on iTunes any day. Shit, it might be on iTunes. I haven't even looked, to be honest. You can get that shit at UGS4Life.com. Check there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, Swoop, you know, you being extra religious and a God-loving man, let me ask you a question. What do you think about this National fucking Jesus Drive Day on March 31st, 2013, where people are supposedly going to be encouraged to let Jesus take hold of the wheel while they drive down the road? Did you see this shit?
Yeah, I seen it on a 6th page.
And
they're
even
gonna
if
be,
it's... No,
go
ahead.
Ahead,
brother. No, I was going to say, if it's bullshit, you know these fanatics are going to see that, and they're going to be like, okay, I'll let Jesus drive for 5 minutes, and you're going to see people running right into fucking trees, off cliffs, and the kids. I mean, it's going to be fucking crazy.
I hope these motherfuckers got their tires aired up and their alignments correct. Because they're going to be exactly like you said. They're going to be hitting ditches, pedestrians, crossing guards, all that shit.
Yeah. You know.
That's crazy, though, man. That's Let Jesus Take the Wheel. That's a country song, ain't it?
It probably is, man. It probably
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood, Let Jesus Take the Wheel.
I'd like to pull Carrie Underwood's underwear off and fuck her asshole. But anyway.
Giving that Underwood.
Yeah, getting that Underwood, exactly. Let's play this song. You know what song I'm going to play. Man, just introduce it. You have to know what it is.
This is the song I'm thinking of, man. It's called Sunday, on this beautiful Sunday. It's off the God of the Planet record.
No, not that one. Not that one. That one will be next week.
You're going to play that. Where you going to play? Your God?
Yep.
Yeah, Your God. That's off the Broken Famous album. Pick it up. $5, man. 18 tracks for $5. Damn near almost free.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, Swoop. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. UGS.
Church, come.
That's what we think about your God. We love him. We want him to continue to nourish our lives and make us live in prosperity. Fuck him. He ain't doing shit but killing people. But that's what's up, man. That's the song Your God off the album, Broken Famous, available right now. Get that shit on CD, baby, by Swoop. $5, 18 songs. Motherfucker takes you through a whole fucking roller coaster ride of emotions, different fucking topics, and substance. That's the main thing. It's about fucking substance. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We're going to keep this shit moving. We're going to get off into some more music. Of course, we're going to take some more callers here in a minute. I want to play this Mac Maul song. It's called Country Ran by Thieves, which, you know, we're trying to get Mac Maul on the show in the future. You know, we definitely want to have him on, you know, talk about some old school Pac shit, some of that Young Black Brother stuff that came out the Bay. Mac Maul definitely is a fucking legend. You know, he was on that Thiziana Jones shit for a minute, but now I think he's back on some hard street political shit, you know what I'm saying? So let's get off into the song, Country Ran by Thieves, Murder Master Music Show.
Looking for a fat rubber woman with hairy pussy.
What's that I hear? Machine gun shooting. Batman blasting. Another execution. Patty Street is like we black and brown pollution. Only good for the ghetto redeveloping. Patty's move in. Now we got Starbucks on the block. Right where the youngin' selling hella crack rock. Daddy got from a man who get his dope from the dock. Homeland securing us. Not... Where you think he got them shots? He never left the hood and got a Russian ooh-wow. I'm trying to get what them white folks got, a bank account instead of my bread in a Jordan shoebox. To live somewhere where I ain't worried about getting shot by a cop, by a black, by a bastard on my chain ringing watch. And in the hood, funk don't stop, so you end up in a pen or a fucking pine box. So, you end up in a pen or a fucking pine box. End up in a pen or a fucking pine box. I can't believe these crack babies want to relive the 80s. Now knowing that's the reason that right now we crazy. Like drugs wasn't worse curse since slavery. Couldn't kill us with the dope, so homie make the aces leave. Wild bees always got shrinked up their sleeve. In truth, you are not seeing newspaper that you read. They just feed you lies through the fucking TV. They want you to buy, so they sell so many dreams. They want you zombie for the machine on your knee. Praying for the milk and honey. Tell your pledge allegiance to a country ran by thieves. You think I'm popping con, just look at New Orleans. And then you see shit more fucked up than it seems. Politician wants you caught, a felon or a fiend. Politician wants you corpse, a felon or a fiend. So, politician wants you corpse, a felon or a fiend. Politician wants you corpse, a felon or a fiend.
Number 7. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Federal jails and prisons to be released because they have not had a fair trial because they've been tried by all white juries, and that's just like being tried in Germany being a Jew. Number 8. We want black people, number 9, when brought to trial, to be tried by members of their peers. And a peer being one who comes from the same economic, social, religious, historical, and racial background. If the United States government and the courts and the local courts did this, they would have to choose black people from the black community to sit up on the jury. They'd have to choose some of the mothers who've been working 20 years in Miss Ann's kitchen scrubbing floors like my mother done. They have to choose some of them hard-working fathers. They have to choose some of those brothers who stand on the block out there wondering where they're going to get a gig. They're going to have to choose these black people. And number 10, he would say, let's just summarize it. We want housing, we want clothing, we want education, we want justice, and we want peace.
up. That's what's up. But you know what? If it ain't going to be about peace, it's going to be about some shit in the streets, and that's real shit, man, because you got to look at it like this. People are going crazy everywhere. And it really, it's nothing new, because since the beginning of man, people have been savages. The human being as a whole is a fucking monster. Now, I'm not saying every single person, man, woman, and child, is like this. I mean, you got beautiful kids who are sweet and innocent. They don't hurt anybody. They got nothing but love in their heart. But a lot of times when they grow up and they get older, their hearts turn just cold. They start to lose remorse. They start to lose feelings of what's right and what they're supposed to be doing. And we as adults, how do we combat that? You know what I'm saying? How do we stop these kids from killing each other and from killing us? We got to beat their fucking ass. The only way we can do it. You got to whoop their motherfucking ass before they get to the point to where they don't give a fuck. And I'm not saying, I'm not endorsing child abuse because, I never hit my kid. My kid never gave me a reason to hit her. She was wonderful. You know what I'm saying? She still is. But at the end of the day, if you got a kid that's going around hitting other kids, biting other kids, and when he gets home, you better do something about that. You better whoop his fucking ass and put him in check before he grows up, because I'm telling you, that anger and that rage is going to carry on and carry over until adulthood, and that's when shit gets ugly. That's when people fucking die. It's up to parents. It's up to people of the community. Help these fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Do some real shit and educate them. You know what I'm saying? Play some shit like this for them so they know the truth.
As we move forward, anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand that's using you. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusing you. The people and the priests and the imams have been jammed by government scams. Minds systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism. The way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. This place is a pagan prison. The founding fathers' enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that, it's the all-seeing eye with the light shines, a sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words Anna with Coeptus, 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in its talons to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13 colonies grew into wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say holiday days of the week, like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theologies needed decoding. The rituals, like trips across the sand as man takes. The skull and bones fraternity, the secret handshake. But understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold the soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't feel it's any harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery. Christmas split in half is Christ's mass. The so-called birth of Jesus, where every home has glowing lights cast. Christ the anointed one masked the birth celebration, but Jesus' birth was kept secret due to the situation. The king initiated a death plot because the Messiah was prophesied to rule, so Jesus' murder was authorized. No one knows the actual date. That's why sometimes you see Xmas. X means unknown, but ignorance affects us. A fraud that was purposely flawed. December 25th, the birthday of the wicked ruler Nimrod. This whole disguise is part of Satan's universal rise. A holy prophet's life being pimped and commercialized. Traditions like lights on trees, rooted in the Nicene Council in 325 AD. By Constantine, these matters were decreed. The concept of a virgin birth was actually conceived and then agreed. With graven images in the temple, the fish on your car is called Onis, a Babylonian symbol. It's visibly contradictory. Telling your children lies, you need to make them study Santa Claus and sick history. But yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Man, gotta say what's up to Brother Ali, man. Dude just tweeted the show for us to all of his followers, man. So that's, see, that's what we need. Whenever we have guests on the show, we need them to tweet it. And maybe that way these motherfuckers will be like, okay, this shit's getting out there. You know what I'm saying? I need to advertise. But guess what? Right now, spots are dirt fucking cheap. That ain't going to be very long. You know what I'm saying? All these what ifs. Oh, I'm going to get a spot, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. When you finally do decide to do it, believe me, it's going to be 3, 4, 5 times higher than what it was. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just saying, if you can't support this fucking show, then obviously you don't give a fuck about it. There's people offering fucking verses. You know what I'm saying? Swoop, Mr. Ballistic, Mac Mizzle. You know what I'm saying? They offer. I remember they posted on their Facebook page, man. I'll give a verse to whoever donates to the show. You know what I'm saying? That's some real fucking shit, man. That's support. And if we can't get that type of support, this show is not going to last long. Same thing with my Brother Six's show. You like that funny comedy shit? You like us calling up asking for big fat rubber women with fucking hairy pussies? You want to hear more shit like that? Support the brother. Advertise on his fucking show. You know what I'm saying? Because people like me and Six, we spend our whole fucking career supporting others. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this show is about, man. It's about showcasing underground talent. It's about interviewing legends and pioneers. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't get down with that and you're in the underground and you can't come out your pockets $30-$50, you know what I'm saying, on some real shit. We're getting news coverage constantly. Sickness.net. I want to shout out Sickness, man. Coop, everybody over there showing us support continuously. You can't come out your pockets a few bucks and support this shit, then maybe you don't belong in the fucking underground, man. Maybe you don't even know what the fuck the underground is anymore. Because it sounds to me like maybe you want to be fucking off with the mainstream. And if that's the case, then we don't want you in our shit. So we're gonna keep playing this underground shit, man. That was K Reno, Grand Deception. You know what I'm saying? Swoop had a song earlier he thought we were going to play, instead of Your God, we're going to play that in a few minutes. But first, I want to play X-Rated, Looking for Trouble. You know what I'm saying? Free the homie X-Rated. This dude's a fucking legend. This is the type of motherfuckers that we do this shit for. You know what I'm saying? This cat's been locked up for fucking almost 20 years. You know what I'm saying? And who's giving him a voice? Who's shedding light on him? That fucking hip-hop DX that you go flock to, that allhiphop.com that you go flock to constantly because you want to see what the latest shit that fucking 50 Cent or Kanye West did, the latest stupid shit. Man, I know you motherfuckers be talking all this underground shit, man. You're still, you're flocking to that shit, reading up on it, and, oh, yeah, man, so-and-so did this and that, and so-and-so, you know, man, fuck that shit. If you pay attention to that shit, man, you're feeding into that because the clicks you give them on their sites makes them grow into the millions and the millions and the millions and the millions, and that's what keeps them going. So even if you say you don't support them, when you go over there and check out that shit, you are supporting these motherfuckers. That's real shit, man. And you motherfuckers, homie Mac is telling me, you motherfuckers posting shit on Facebook about what happened with Chris Brown and blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck about what happened with Chris Brown? If he didn't get his fucking skull cracked and he ain't in a coma, I don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about that shit. Man, you guys got to get your priorities straight, for real, man. They say, you know what I'm saying, this is underground UGS shit, but them motherfuckers, you know, constantly, you know, looking at these faggot-ass sites, man. Fuck that shit. Man, we're going to get off of this shit right here, X-rated, looking for trouble, because right now I feel like looking for trouble with you fucking faggots and swaggots.
One of the greatest rappers of all time, Notorious B.I.G., rest in peace. He once said, more money, more problems. And I thought about that, you know what I mean? And if more money, more problems is true, then more problems, more money got to be true, too. Yeah, so under that logic, nigga, looking for trouble. Eternally unforgiving, homie, none but God could question me. The one and the only, you ain't worthy to stand next to me. If ever gets X-rated, I return to advance the legacy. Getting your knees, confessing me, I'm hate too, so I'm blessed with G. I never sell my soul, but I'll sacrifice the rest of me. Whether you do right or you do wrong, I need you to do your best for me. Hey, baby, I need you to put this weed up under your dress for me. This heroin in your pussy, you take this mess for your breast for me. You willing to take that risk for me? You willing to take that trip for me? It's almost Christmas on, girl, let that be your gift to me. You willing to transfer? For crack, work a track, for sporting cap for me. For the youth, property, honor, baby, Sean Brown, and cross no back for me. I'm just playing, baby. Somebody take care of that for me. It's T-Barrel with P-Parker, but you can join the faculty. It's got you. You a pussy, nigga, asshole, and a dick. You can't even work a pussy, nigga. You bitch told me you're not whole. I'm looking for trouble with more money, more problems. It's true than more problems. More money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Looking for trouble. With more money, more problems, truth, more problems, more money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. My syntax facts, I got a beautiful blonde. New house out in the cover, the nice view of a pond. But fuck money, nigga, you viewing the dime. You want tax, but you better off holding the bomb and let it flow in your palm. You viewing the dawn of a new era, X-rated is back. Tell crack, it's the dawn of a new terror. Ain't no need for all y'all lying, it's senseless. I'm the king of Sac Town, these other niggas is lies and bitches. I ain't interested in discussing what was said in their rap. Foul vulture niggas, scavengers, beggars, scrap. That's why I call them strange birds, these niggas is cockatoos. Get it? Gay niggas is probably the trust in a cockatoo. Who? No, that ain't about people, but don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about peanutty, no love or lunacy. Cause I'll pay a nigga to shoot the nigga, I'll pay to shoot you and shoot the perfect picture like Abraham Azuma for the proof. I'm looking for trouble with more money, more promises, it's true than more promise, more money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. Looking for trouble with more money, more promises, it's true, more promise, more money is true, too. So I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, hey. I'm looking for trouble, homie. I'm looking for trouble, yeah. I'm still the Sacramento King. X-rated, low, legendary, undisputed fact.
And it seems that the legendary undisputed is back at the psychoactive level to the temple with the strap. Blasphemy, if you ever said the king wasn't me, I'm like Jordan, you'll never win a ring cause of me. You Charles Barkley and Karl Malone, niggas quit bitching, retired with great stats, that's it, like Mitch Richmond. I put back on the map, Sports 5, double XL, homie, I put back up in that. The first murder dog cover, I put back up in that. And history is still back at the back. I put Zack on the map, 6-4-5, double XL, homie, I put Zack up in that. The first murder dog cover, I put Zack up in that. And history is still back at the back. Put them CDs in order or release my nigga back to the tracks. I send loads from Block Starter, crack the back of your back. I dig deeper. I was the first one to represent the perfect state of hood, cheers, beaters. My legacy, lyrics vivid like pictures. My niggas living, they quote my rhymes like scriptures. And follow me, I'm sick of listening to bitch niggas spitting like they really representing when they really just sitting in the house. Run your mouth like you bother me. I'm really sick of listening, pretending it don't bother me. So call it patricide, cause I'll murk you. I was conceived immaculately and birthed you. And that's what do, folks outside, Sacramento, far side, real block. So I'll entertain it till my heart stops big. Get it understood before we put you under wood, under mud, under grass, making like a thug with your butt ass. I'm the number one man on fire. I'm your sire. Dare you to say that the man is a liar. Put your palm on his bottom to set your hand on fire. Get struck by lightning, right when you stand on the side. That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bad Black. Cesarino Gambino. What he did, nigga.
Demolition.
Come on.
We in the club now, y'all.
Yeah.
We about to burn this bitch down.
Come on.
Don't worry.
Hey.
Start to block off the exit. Everybody's gonna die in this
come
motherfucker.
Come on.
You got it.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
With that.
Chopper.
Chopper.
Make his ass scream for the
doctor.
Doctor.
Shaking my dress like a
rasta.
Rasta.
Oh, let do it like
rocka
flocka.
Waka flocka.
Hit him with that.
I'm in the streets now.
Streets now.
I see that bitch.
Bitch.
I got a gun.
Gun.
My finger itch.
Itch.
I'ma blow his dome.
Dome.
On his fucking shoes.
Shoes.
Fucking with me.
Yeah.
You gon' lose. Ain't right shit. This off the top.
Top.
Y'all faggot niggas.
Niggas.
About to get dropped.
Drop em.
I'm in the studio.
Studio.
With Cesarino.
Gambino.
We'll get that money. Cash money. Call us Nino.
Yeah.
We on that shit.
Shit.
That's Chi-Town. Bad bitch just to show out. Tell his ass from the jump,
jump.
And if he looking funny, what? Hit that nigga with the pump.
Blop.
Yo, sassy baby,
Sassolino.
You up next.
Next.
Yo, fuck them niggas.
Nigga.
Let's hit him with that.
Chopper,
chopper.
Make his ass scream for the
doctor,
doctor.
Shaking my dress like a
rasta,
rasta.
Oh, let do it like
rocka
flocka,
rocka flocka.
Hit him with that.
Chopper,
chopper.
Make his ass scream for the
doctor,
doctor.
Shaking my dress like a
rasta,
rasta.
Oh, let do it like
rocka
flocka,
rocka flocka.
Hit him with
niggas
that.
Think they tough, Tony Montana, no. When they ain't got enough cane, and I'm these calicoes.
Like camera action,
bitch, struck a pose. Put your hands where I can see them
now. Nah, hit the floor.
We in the club getting loose.
Poppin' Mo and Grey Goose.
And these haters hang the swag.
Cause they bitches where we at.
In the field getting real.
Taking shots, fuck shit.
Smoking on that
ooey.
From my man Cross
C. I keep it poppin' like a rock star.
Spit out bars like moms.
I'm fucking the game wrong.
Call me a lyrical porn star.
But won't that cop sucker, we ready.
Graphite letter, leave it ain't for heaven.
Ain't so sweet, die, no stop better.
Fire in the bitter, burn him up like Freddy.
It's CEO with the Bad Black and Cesarino Gambino.
Know where the cops and out the chamber hole.
Bingo!
Chopper,
chopper.
Make his ass scream for the
doctor,
doctor.
Shaking my dress like a
rasta,
rasta.
Oh, let do it like
rocka
flocka,
rocka flocka.
Hit him with that.
Chopper,
chopper.
Make his ass scream for the
doctor,
doctor.
Shaking my dress like a
rasta,
rasta.
Oh, let do it like
rocka
flocka,
rocka flocka.
Hit him with that.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Seal the Bad Black featuring the homegirl Sassolino. Hit 'em. That's the original version. That's not the version she produced. You know, that's the real shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Which wasn't on the Demigod album, unfortunately. But you're able to hear it here in the Murder Master Music Show. Man, I'm fucking loving how this show's going, man. Definitely, we ain't got no arrogant fools calling in all drunk. And, you know, we ain't got nobody tripping off who we interview, you know, acting all strange and shit, you know. But I think we're going to get off into some more music. We got about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to close it out with some music. The last song you're going to hear is going to be Sunday by Swoop. That's the one that he originally introduced. He thought I was going to play. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to end that off on Sunday. But let's hear this UNLV beat the pussy up, man, because I've been beating up that 300-pound rubber fat bitch daily.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up.
She told me that she loved me. I said I love her back. Now turn around and let me put it in from the back. They calling me Flex Diggity, tougher than many men. Telling me that she loved the way I stand up in it. Nightgown, Louis and his light brown. Mike Clown, I done drunk a whole pint of brown. Miss Independent, hard to get offended. Touch you in the right place, she make a sound and made a face. I'm back in the car, ain't even got far. A phone call from a bitch with some good jaw. You know what I did, I took the next left and ended up two houses from where I just left. She said she heard about me, got the word about me. Stop talking, let's fuck, my girl is worried about me. Open up the locker, Tech 9 gotcha. On all fours, my girl listening outside the door.
I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and hit it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Lil Yacht, the infamous Hood Mac, big dog. I don't want one or two tech, I want them all. I'm only 5'5", she about 6'5". She want a nigga though, I can see it in the eyes. I'm about to holler at her, baby, what's up? I ain't trying to settle down, I just won't fuck. She recognized real, said she hate game. Wasn't looking for love, but said she liked pain. So we bounced out, we got a suite. I know the pussy was good, she had pretty feet. I let her ride me first, then I fucked her from the back. Long dick enough, she couldn't take it like that. She was a slut, put herself in some handcuffs. Told me, yeah, daddy, beat it up, beat it up. When it was time to leave, she didn't want to go. I had that pussy swole, I beat it up, yo. I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and did it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up.
She like it all night, and I'm like a motorbike. I'm switching gears in that ass, then I take flight. Say the pet names and the pet games. She told me to let loose, I reminded her to do the same. Well educated, so she like to gear brain. With a first cousin named Cat that do the same thing. She got a fetish that suggests we like the same thing. So we switch numbers and share stories, and then we all came.
I beat the coochie up like I'm in the boxing match. Say sex is a must, keep a latex. I'm the type of dude all women just adore. Your man give you what you want, but I give you more. That holler at you, bend you over, face stuck in the sofa. First time I beat it up, we was in a Rover, yeah. She was sober, I was high. She was horny, so was I. Was it good fucking right? I'ma hit it from the front, hit it from the back, hit it from the side while I'm smoking on a sack. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Pussy up. She like it real deep, she like it real slow. Move a little furniture and did it on the floor. I'ma beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Beat, 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 beat the pussy up. Pussy up.
real as they come, I keep it 100 always.
100 always.
I'm as real as they come, I keep it 100 always.
100 always.
I'm as real as they come, all I got is what I was born with. My balls and a gun, I'm as real as they come, all I got is what I was born with. My balls and a gun, my balls and a gun. The talk of my tongue, let you know where I'm from. Raised in the 90s, when crime rates started climbing. 16 with a rap sheet, so long that the feds started asking around town about this brown bandana wearer. No info for those though, cause my folks know the code, bro.
I talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come. I'ma talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come.
I'm realer than real, gripping the wheel with the left and the steel with the right. Just in case the piranhas decide to bite the slithering snakes. Only one way to deal with fakes.
Drop them in the bottom of a lake.
Let me reiterate, there's only one way to deal with fakes.
Drop them in the bottom of a lake.
I don't promote violence, I promote silence. Once that's achieved, the other is unnecessary. Then we can all cheat and live in peace. I'm a meek man, but I don't particularly like beef. Unless it's pink and neighbor to a donkey, if you know what I mean. Joe Rogan and me, go scoping the scene. Girls open to be unordinary. Narrowly free spirit. But to tell you the truth, I ain't even trying to hear it.
I'ma talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come. I'ma talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come.
I'ma drop five on it and tell them all to fight for it. Just to see who take a life for it. Pipe organs in the throat will get you cut. Unless you're serenading me, that'll get you fucked. I live by the golden rule, and not one single bit of me is gullible. So take your bullshit and move on before you get the tools drawn. Any new purpose in life is to be food lawn, a lawn food beyond you. My reach is, my speech is impeccable. You're all Daffy Ducks to me, despicable. You're not a pit bull cause you own one. I'm a homegrown one, had a gun as soon as I was shown one. First case cop when mama seen me hold one. But the police was and is my slogan. So you're correct to assume that was the first with many more to come.
I'ma talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come. I'ma talk what I walk and walk what I talk. Walk what I talk, walk, walk what I talk. I'ma walk what I talk and talk what I walk. Cause I'm real as they come, real, real as they come.
Are you real or are you fake?
Are you fake? Are you fake?
Whenever you look in the mirror, tell me, do you see a snake?
Whenever you look in the mirror, tell me, do you see a snake?
If you got homies in the pen, put your hands up.
If you got homies in the pen, put your hands up.
But if you're the reason why the end, and it should be you, it's time your man up.
Time your man up.
All my real motherfuckers stand up.
Man the fuck up. Mac Mizzle. You there, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you know, I'm really I'm starting to get disgusted with this mainstream shit, man. So you know what song I'm gonna fucking play right now?
Man, I'm being disgusted with that bullshit.
Yeah, I could tell, man. I could tell. We're gonna play this commercial interruption, man. When you made this song, you really fucking tore these fuckers a new asshole. Tell me exactly. You know what I'm saying? What really inspired you to do this? I mean, is it something you wanted to do for a while, or?
Man, I mean, I've done made shit about these lamestream faggots forever.
Uh-huh.
Like, I ain't never fucked with that bullshit. But like, man, this shit, man, it's just all I see around on these social networks is all this bullshit ass music, man, and it's just. It got to the point where I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to put something out to let these fucks know how the fuck I feel about this shit.
Yeah, real shit. You know what I'm saying? because they smell like pussy farts. They ain't worth a shit. That's one of my favorite lines, man. My favorite lines. But, all right, we're going to get off into this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You got anything else coming out in the works? You working on any, like, mixtapes or albums or anything? Or?
No, I'm working on some tracks. I'm also starting to work on some beats. I don't know how that shit's going to turn out, but we'll see. And then, man, I'm working. Finally got my motherfucking mind back right. Been gone out of my motherfucking brain for the last week or two.
You doing good now, though?
Yeah, I'm straight as a motherfucking board right now.
That's what's up. What you smoking on tonight?
Ah, shit, I got some lavender kush.
There we go. That's what's up. All right, here we go, Mac Mizzle, commercial interruption. Underground Society.
Yeah, man, it's that UGS shit, motherfucker. Underground Society and shit, man. Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati, and I'm about to tell y'all. This Mac Mizzle, bitch, check this shit out.
I keep my pants low, I keep a bad hoe, I keep that fire smoke, don't fuck with okie doke. I keep it underground, don't fuck with mainstream. Underground society, yeah, that's the main team. These fucking lames been in the spotlight too long. Let's put their lights out and put our mask on. I fucks with this strong, mainstream music is wrong. How the fuck you fight with your jeans to get your britches on? Let's get these bitches gone, they fucking up minds. Skinny jeans and fake swag equal Columbine. They say you out your mind, I scream you off your rocker. Yet I'm the one that has to go and see a mental doctor. Get the fuck out of here, shit makes me pound a beer. Smoke a blunt and pop a pill just so I can chill. Don't fuck with radio, that shit too watered down. Can't fuck with mainstream, I'm strictly underground. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit put down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. This shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me. Yo, I simply walk away. Only fucking with real music, I don't fuck with fake. Rappers go mainstream and shed their image like a snake. I refuse to give plays to artists like Wayne. Little B flies Drake and fuck T-Pain. Them fools is water weak, they let the water leak like a bitch do before she go and have a kid, fool. Don't fuck with Waka Flocka and fuck a Gucci Mane. They beat slap at somebody, please tell me what they're saying. They ain't saying shit, just mumbling a bit. And y'all fools love it, cause that's that club shit. No, that's that dumb shit. And yo, man, I must admit, sweet motherfuckers, man, I call them whole banana splits. And yo, this is real spit. If you don't feel this, turn it off and go and choke on Lady Gaga's dick. Can't stand that stupid old Nicki, but she can get it quick. I put my dick in her ass to see how much I rip it. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. This shit been getting to the point where, yo, I can't hack it. And when the fuck did they start coming out with skinny jackets? And cats with skinny jeans, sag, bag, hide your package. I'm labeled as a savage, put your pawn as a thug. Because my pants sag low, them refuse to rock snugs. Who thinks they Fresh Prince? I call them Carl Ince. They look like homos, and this ain't promo. This for the OG vets like Black and Emo. Mainstream is brainwashed, they need the brain squash. Mosh pit style on any fool that's in denial. I call them pussy farts, cause they ain't worth the shit. They washed up and played out like a swollen clit. Being up bruised and battered, let's make these fuckers scatter. Make their careers go shatter, disappear just like Shatner. Had to release my bladder upon the mainstream. If you ain't no man, I'm yelling, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah, motherfuck the mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking mainstream and they motherfucking ass. It's motherfucking underground society, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these motherfucking snap and pop artists. Fuck these motherfuckers, man.
I play that fucking song right there every goddamn episode because I want it to be drilled into the heads of any motherfucker that comes along and clicks on this link. Oh, Murder Master Music Show. Am I going to hear Chief Keef? Am I going to hear that new little B record? I want these unsuspecting motherfuckers to hear that shit when they click on this show because I want them to know that if we see you in public, it's going to be just like that fucking song. Fucking faggots. I'm sick of y'all motherfuckers. I'm sick of going to Walmart with my kid just to go get groceries or whatever the fuck the case may be and then seeing a bunch of fucking queers walking in these tight skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the post, you want to rap for the bitches so much that you became bitches yourself. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to relate to them so much that you started wearing their clothes. You started wearing their fucking makeup. You started wearing their jackets. And you know what? You probably got a fucking pad on right now. Because I'm telling you, you guys ain't nothing but soft bitches. No matter how hard you try to act, if you're dressing in that type of shit, you're walking around with your crack hanging out, looking like you want to get fucked by your homie, man, you ain't nothing but a bitch. And I'm going to officially say, you know what I'm saying, fuck that, That Let Jesus Drive on March 31st. Let's beat a fucking swagger to death on fucking July 2nd. How about that, motherfuckers? Got me pissed off of this shit. I'm gonna get off into some more music, man. A little bit upset here. You know what I'm saying? But let's go to some motherfuckers that I know would whoop the shit out of swaggers because I guarantee you they have. Let's go to fucking the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Let's go to Merced. Let's go to Hayward. Let's go right up in the heart of the fucking Bay. Darkroom Familia, you know what I'm saying? Oakland, all that shit over there, you know what I'm saying? These guys have been repping this shit. They're on the motherfucking FTI compilation. They're down with us. Check out episode 7, I believe. Here, Crooked. This is Raising the Hood, man. Fuck you, swaggots.
California, Bay Area grown. 5-0 is my home. I was raised in the red zone where vatos clap chrome. When shit get hot, where raps get taken out and left to rot. Growing up on the block, where bread and hate cops. If you don't wanna get pop, stay away from the dope spots. Gunshots ring out in the dead of night. But we're all desensitized in this fucked up hood life. There ain't no good life, it's nothing but suffering. That's why so many gangbang robs still in hustling. So many tears shed, so much blood red. So many families go to bed unfed. Ain't nothing but rats and roaches
in the hood.
Break out when 5-0 approaches.
Raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised in the hood.
Ain't nothing but rats and roaches.
Raised in the hood.
Break out when 5-0 approaches.
Raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised in the
Northern
hood.
Northern Cali raised, Hayward City based. Mashing 2880, pumping Darkroom bass. Got a gat in place just in case I gotta face some bitch ass hater trying to fuck with my ways. Fuck what they say, for me crime pays. But the pose hate my race, wanna give us all a case. Life I resistant just to spray you with mace, or spray you with some balas, opening some graves. In these hot days, can't trust bitches. Even some homeboys going bad turn witness. They be long in ditches, leave those faggots dickless. Green light the hit list on all these pussies.
Raised in the hood.
Ain't nothing but rats and roaches.
Raised in the hood.
Break out when 5-0 approaches.
Raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised in the hood.
Ain't nothing but rats and roaches.
Raised in the hood.
Break out when 5-0 approaches.
Raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised
I'm out
in the
of fucked up place that got no love for no man. Where the coldest motherfucker gets melted like a snowman. Where don't nobody really give a shit about you. No matter what the fuck it is you think you do, you ain't shit, fool. I'm from the Bay, bitch. Showstopper with a chopper and extended clips. Dope fiends, crack cocaine and them HOEs. And we still on the block screaming fuck the police. I was raised in the hood with them killers and convicts. Way before MTV was turning tricks. East Bay, I've been down for years. Motherfuckers want static, I'ma be right here.
Raised in the hood.
Ain't nothing but rats and roaches.
Raised in the hood.
Break out when 5-0 approaches.
Raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised in the hood.
Ain't nothing
nothing but rats and drugs.
Raised in the hood.
Ray Gow and 5-0 were from
raised in the hood.
I hope I have dinner tonight.
Raised in the hood.
It's all bad, ain't nothing right.
Raised in the hood.
Yeah, we got about almost 14 minutes left. I saw 773 pop up on the motherfucking switchboard, man. Call back in if you're listening, man, and love to chop it up. Whoever was calling in from the 773, the Shy, man. I definitely want to tell my people up there in Chicago, man, put the guns down, please. You guys are killing each other like crazy up there, man. We don't want to see nobody else get killed. Man, everywhere, put the fucking guns down, man. Not just in Chicago, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to kill somebody, it's got to be over some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody comes up in your crib, your family's in jeopardy. It's got to be something like that. Somebody hurts you, one of your family members or some crazy shit like that, then, you know, okay. But don't kill nobody over no dumb shit. You know, don't kill nobody over a few fucking bucks. Man, because you got to live with that the rest of your fucking life, and then you ruin a fucking family's life by doing that dumb shit. So, you know, definitely put down the fucking guns. Man, it's been a good show, man. We had, you know, the homie Brother Ali come on here, and I want to thank him again, man. He tweeted that shit to all his followers, man. That's a good dude right there. Much love to him, you know what I'm saying. Right now we're going to get off into this new Swoop song. He just sent me, it's called Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Being that it's Sunday, why the fuck not? You know what I'm saying? I figure we might as well play it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's that new Swoop song, Sunday. And after that, I'll be right back with some more shit. Again, 773, call back in, man. I'd love to chop it up with whoever you are, man, definitely. Sunday by Swoop. If you're overly religious, you might want to turn this shit down for a minute. But if not, bump the hell out of this shit like I'm about to.
Who is the beast? Those who receive the mark of the beast will be subject to the wrath of God. Yet those who refuse to receive the mark of the beast will receive the wrath of the beast. Thus it is most important to identify the beast of Revelation.
Job.
Children in the neighborhood say we will pray for you. I tell the little fuckers do it and I'll kill you. And they all run away except for one little black kid. He says I know he fake and I know you know his awful shit. He probably 10 years old smoking on a cigarette. He carries around a Bible preaching that Old Testament. Faggot cheaters, non-believers, all get sown in and sent to hell no longer breathing. You must burn it every season. And he was grinning when he said it and I'll never regret it. I took his Jesus Christ necklace and I firmly embedded it upside down into my skin. After heating it, read it, I let it sit until the flesh was bubbled up and dead. He looked at me with eyes of Judas. I looked at him swallowing down everything that I am puking. I knew he knew that I was sent up from a black hole in a land of unknown, living in my own death row.
I be killing motherfuckers on the
Sunday.
I burn churches to the ground on the
Sunday.
I be hung motherfuckers on the
Sunday.
I be stalking motherfuckers on the
Sunday.
Beat the shit out of the reverend on the
Sunday.
For all the kids who been raped on the
Sunday.
Let's hire torture of a priest on the
Sunday.
On a motherfucking Sunday.
Sunday I saw in the night visions a fourth beast. He was dreadful and terrible and exceedingly strong. He had great iron teeth that devoured and broke anything in the beast. It stamped the residue beneath it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I recounted the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn. Before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the residue. And this horn had eyes like the eyes of man, and the mouth speaking great things. And I knew that this beast was from a godly planet.
children in the neighborhood. They said a prayer for me, and God struck them down for an act of blasphemy. They say that I am the one who sins for Palmer. I am nothing of the sort. I'm just a man who is a godless prophet. But yet they look at me like I am some kind of goblin. But those kids, they look at me like I'm the one with the problem. They say I'm firm, they say I learn. End of my term, I'll be damned for sure. But the things they do not know is that Old Testament. It's all written by a man that got you on some bullshit. So keep on reading that, and keep believing that. And little kids, I'ma fucking get you back. And there's a reason for the treason of your bullshit religion. I'm a motherfucking villain, I got my life that I'm spinning. I knew he knew that I was sent up from a black hole. Land of the unknown, I be living in my own death row. I be killing motherfuckers on the sun.
Sunday by the Homie Swoop. There you have it, man. That's some brutal shit right there, man. I'm feeling that shit, definitely. I want to thank everybody, you know, tuning in, of course. I want to thank the panel, you know what I'm saying, Justin, Six, Mac Mizzle, Swoop, you know what I'm saying, Matthew, everybody that supports this shit. And I definitely want to, you know what I'm saying, thank all the guests that we've had on since day one, starting off with K Reno, you know what I'm saying, all the way up to Brother Ali. Go back and check the archive. This is show number 16. Show number 17 this Thursday. Not sure who the fuck we're going to have on yet. Reaching out to a few different people. But you never know, man. That's the element of surprise. That's what it is with this fucking show right here. I did say I was going to play that Swoop song last, but I kind of lied to y'all. We're going to get off into some other shit right here. And we're going to close this fucking show out, man. I guess, you know what I'm saying, man, let's play some old. Let's play some old shit. How about we close this shit out to Dayton Family, What's On My Mind? Part 2 off the FBI album. That's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Close it out on some real shit. And other than that, see you guys Thursday. Wednesday, don't forget, 7 p.m. Tune in to Six's show. You know the fucking website, blogtalkradio.com/invalid user. You have Music Wednesdays. It's going to play nothing but music, all fucking varieties of music, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, Isaac Hayes to Brother Lin Chung and everything else in between, so check that shit out. Then the Rape and Murder Weekends, man. Six is going to rape you in your fucking ear hole, and I'm going to stick a knife in your ear on Sunday. So it's going to kick off Saturday, 7 p.m. with Six's show. And still don't know what the fuck the title is, man. Six, you gotta let me know what that shit is already. And then Sunday, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be right back here, Murder Master Music Show. All right, what's on my mind? Dayton Family, peace.
Yeah, I want to dedicate this song to Jonathan Lyons, Horace Peterson, Gemini Smith, and Matthew Hinkle. What's on your mind?
No demonstration on this nation as a murder fest. Got a block to the jail cell, the others they was put to rest. I had no teacher, it was like my pops had passed away. Bought me a Swinton, snapped his fingers, he was gone away. My house in hell, I used to dwell down there on Waker Street. A hood on ABC, pops in penitentiary. Caught in the system, he's a victim of his shorty's past. His son's a killer on the for really, you best to watch your stash. What's on my mind is my brother named Rodney King. Could have been shoe sleeping, said the devil chose Miley's dream. Can't go to sleep, not too deep, cause I be hearing shots. Down on my block, bodies drop, it'll never stop. That ghetto drama for your mama is a wicked scene. God save us, so don't wanna say it, but my mom's a fiend. Stand in the rain, can't take the pain, the stress is kicking in. Max in the pen, cause it was all about his dividends. Life was a struggle, had to hustle, and sometimes buckle. A swollen knuckle, locking up, was a ghetto couple. Out to get rich, but
but I'm no snitch, no need to drop a dime. My future's blind, now tell me what's on your mind. Drastic measures make the victims fall. One shot to the head before they said they made them begging crawl. Can't stop the thunder in my mind, so who controls the storm? I feel my body full of drank and dank to keep it warm. Please stop the killing, Lord, a killer's what I'm prone to be. My mind's a murder, God, homicide's all I see. Please set me free from all the enemies that haunt my mind. Why do the righteous, poor and black suffer all the time? My mother talks to me and tells me stop the violent killing. Working hard all day trying to make my pay. Now how you think I'm feeling? What's on my mind is sad looks on smaller kids' faces. Knowing that daddy's doing 20 for some drug cases. Never knew my daddy, so I never could respect a man. Learn to cook up drugs and hold my ground while other youngsters ran. Gotta be a man, so my plan is to pursue my dreams. My family's gotta eat, so I'm gonna keep on feeding fiends. Know what I mean? The same routine almost every day. Lord pushing me, so I'm gonna keep on stacking hay. I'm to get rich, but I'm no snitch, no need to drop a dime. My future's blind, now tell me, what's on your mind? Trapped inside the fence. What I represent is death, cause murder's what I'm up against. It makes no sense to me, the troubles that run through my head. Waking up in the morning, knowing the grave might become my bed. I should've fled, but from my problems, I can't get away. No matter when or where I go, they're with me every day. I'm shooting the dice and drinking the liquor to set my mind free. And trying to find the peace of my mind, where Paula can't find me. No matter what, I'm stuck, my mind is trapped inside the sin. So release my anger through the chamber, gin, the pad, and pen. Your so-called friends ain't really your friends because they don't say truth. Besides the smoking and drinking, now tell me, are they there for you? Cash or credit, gotta get it, can't be told no more. So gangsters rolling to the heavens, say don't roll no more. I'm to get rich, but I'm no snitch, no need to drop a dime. My future's blind, now tell me, what's on your mind?